NW248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Lawmakers in Montana have just voted to bar transgender lawmaker Zoe Zephyr from the state house floor and have censured her for the rest of the session for refusing to apologize for speaking out against a ban on gender-affirming care for children.
When you take away the health care that people need to live joyous, fulfilling lives, when you make it so they can't access that health care, you leave them in very dire conditions.
The Tennessee Three face similar action for fighting for gun reform. In Washington, senators are now cracking down on social media and considering a bill that would keep kids under 13 off platforms like TikTok.
If a child is, say, too young to sign a contract or too young to open a bank account, in the real world, they're too young to sign terms of service agreement and use social media in the digital world.
Arkansas Republican Tom Cotton says those under 17 would need their parents' permission. A bit of progress at the Vatican. Women are now getting voting power on proposals that affect the Catholic Church. But I say a bit because the Pope still won't allow women to become priests or hold major office. Dr. Serene Jones is with the Union Theological Seminary.
The church continues to be an exclusive club and not a place where, literally, as all churches like to say, this is a place where all are welcome, but in fact, all are not welcome into leadership positions.
For the first time in decades, the U.S. is sending nuclear submarines to South Korea. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
It is in part designed to stem or perhaps dissuade South Korea from developing its own nuclear capabilities, because the last thing the world wants, at least in the views of the United States, is another nuclear power.
President Biden's brushing off concerns about his age heading into 2024. Here's CBS's Linda Kenyon.
I can't even say the number. It doesn't register with me.
That's how the president responded when asked about his age, which at 80 makes him the oldest ever to serve in the White House. But the president said age is not the issue.
One of the things that people are going to find out, they're going to see a race, and they're going to judge whether or not I have it or don't have it.
Former President Trump is 76. The World Health Organization worries that people could get really sick now as health officials abandon labs to get out of Sudan. Director Tedros Ghebreyesus.
We're also concerned that those occupying the lab could be accidentally exposed to pathogens.
Before you send that next smiley emoji to a friend, are you okay? Because there's a new study in Japan that shows people are using happy emojis to mask negative emotions. Young women do it most, but people also fake their feelings more in group chats. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point hosted a discussion surrounding censorship in libraries yesterday at the Portage County Public Library in downtown Stevens Point. They highlighted book banning movements and focused on the ways libraries maintain access to various types of content. University professors and library officials from multiple jurisdictions served as panelists for the event. The Wisconsin DNR is asking for volunteers to help collar elk calves next month. It's part of a multi-year study of the herd in Jackson County. The data collected helped the DNR to understand elk movement, breeding, and survival in Wisconsin. 15 or more volunteers are needed for each survey day, and the spots tend to fill up quickly. Volunteers walk through the woods in a line, and once an elk calf is found, a DNR wildlife biologist fits the animal with a GPS collar that grows along with the calf. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 40 tonight under overcast skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow, high of 64, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow night, lows level off around 42. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday and Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
And welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Crudy is off. I am Dom, the other Devil's Advocates. Thank you for listening. Evan on the board, our fair audience. It's Monday, but I am super happy today. Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, our friend, joining me in studio for the next 2 hours. Maggie, so good to see you. It's been way too long, sister.
No doubt, my friend. It's Monday. We're here. And there's just been a couple of things that have been happening this Monday afternoon.
Today is Monday, April 24th. And during our prep work today, we've come to the conclusion that today will forever be known as April 24th is Jerk Firing Day?
Jerk Firing Day. I definitely think that there's been a precedent set. There's been some nationally recognized jerks getting fired today.
I mean, so today, from now on, if you got to do it, you got to clean the house Monday or whatever, April 24th. But today's Monday, April 24th, you get rid of them. Now, you know, during the collaborative creative process, we actually came up with different name for today, but right. we couldn't use those.
The FCC would object.
So it is Jerk Firing Day. Welcome. And the game we'll play today as we delineate, identify, line up, tell you who all the jerks today who got fired, who would you like to see fired? 844-967-2789. Maggie, there's lots of jerks that got fired today. You are the guest of honor.
Ooh.
Who would you like to discuss first?
Wow. Well, there's such a lovely variety of jerks today. Yes, it sort of depends. Do you want to start, within the media or within sports?
Ooh.
And do you want to start on the right or the left end of the dial?
Well, I mean, this is Wisconsin.
Yes.
Yeah, and we do love sports here
we
in Wisconsin.
We do love some
and
sports.
And we especially love our Green Bay Packers. All right, let's go there. Maggie Dawn, Aaron Rodgers traded from the Packers to the Jets. It is official.
Yes, well, just ask him. He's immune or what? Yeah.
Immunized?
Immunized.
Yes, I'm immunized
from any sort of criticism, right? I mean, goodbye, Aaron. This, to me, has been very, very long overdue. I grew up watching the Packers and sort of buying into the whole mystique of the Packers, really going back to that most famous of all coaches, right? And I have to imagine that Coach Lombardi would have had a lot more choice words for Aaron Rodgers than did Matt LaFleur, right? And listen, we could spend a whole hour talking about this new breed of NFL coaches that are sort of the soft touch, especially with franchise QBs or extremely popular players. But at the end of the day, the guy's a liar, liar, pants on fire. He's a total megalomaniac, total pathological narcissist. And unless you were one of his favorite receivers, who also happens to be with the Jets now, like, he would have to be totally toxic in that locker room. So jerk number one from the NFL. Goodbye, Aaron. Nobody is going to miss you, or at least I won't be missing you.
Oh, May, so critical. The four-time MVP, as reported in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Tom Silverstein.
That goes for most valuable prima donna.
Is that what it was?
I think so.
Happened on Monday. Packers agreed to deal Rodgers to the Jets for what is essentially 2 second-round picks, a second of which could become a first in 24. Here's what ESPN said. The Packers receive pick number 13, a second-round pick, number 42, and a sixth-round pick, number 207, in this year's draft, plus a conditional 2024 second-round pick that becomes a first if Rodgers plays 65% of the plays this season.
Dun, dun, dun. Could you see Rodgers? I mean, this would be super on-brand for Aaron Rodgers to, like, exactly keep track of how many and come in at like just 64% to spite the Packers. So on brand for Aaron Rodgers. You know, I think there's going to be a lot of dissection of what the Packers got for this trade. Certainly getting a couple of pretty early second round picks is going to be powerful. And if they can parlay that, if Rodgers actually plays for the Jets and we get a good first round pick, that may very well be franchise changing sort of picks.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, I'm no football expert, but it seems to be a pretty reasonable deal given the fact that he had lost all utility to the Green Bay Packers in this last season in spades, right? I don't think you could put together a cogent argument that Aaron Rodgers was, on balance, a plus to the Green Bay Packers organization this past season. So goodbye, Aaron. I am not sad to see you go.
The Jets will receive Aaron Rodgers, of course, pick number 15 and a fifth-round pick number 170 this year. As reported, Packers are not only dealing their future Hall of Fame quarterback, but they're also ridding themselves of a contract that calls for Rodgers to receive a guaranteed $59.1 million in 2023.
Overpaid.
Right. So Aaron Rodgers is out. It is April 24th. It is jerk firing day. You can join us, 844-967-2789. That's the Wisconsin lead. That's Aaron Rodgers. But, of course, we all knew this was coming.
You know, not an if, but when. And, you know, true to form, like Aaron Rodgers does, all Aaron Rodgers news gets broke on that lame podcast that he would use to talk about his ayahuasca use, his deep emotional, you know, self-revelatory journey. I mean, talk about a guy who only knows how to talk about himself.
Oh, but that's self-help. I mean, you can't have self-help without the self, Maggie. I mean, you know, I'm just saying.
I guess. It's you just ask Aaron. It's all self, all day, every day. Doesn't matter what team he'll go on and talk about his sensory deprivation chamber,
right,
and the fact
right.
that he's friends with that dippy, like, I don't know, influencer guy that now thinks he's a boxer. I mean, what? Total distraction. I say good luck, Jets, or maybe not so much good luck. Enjoy
right.
what you've now reaped.
Yep.
Anybody hearing weird echoes of Favre eventually ending up at the
didn't
Jets?
Didn't we do this once before?
It's deja vu all over again, Yogi Berra would say. I just want him gone. I want him out of our league, or division, I should say. I think he's a huge distraction for a franchise like the Packers. He also, I would suggest, was never a great culture fit, right? Like, the part of the Aaron Rodgers story that always resonated a lot for the Packers was this guy that was sort of looked over and had a chip on his shoulder.
Right, he got picked way later than he thought it was gonna. Then he sat there and watched, waited his turn.
Yep. Yes. Yep. That story about Aaron Rodgers resonates with Wisconsin
Still
sports
does.
Fans.
It's a great
Absolutely.
Story.
Absolutely. I enjoyed that part of watching Aaron Rodgers really come to be a leader on the team. Everything after that first Super Bowl win has basically been an exercise in egomaniacal self-love for Aaron Rodgers and not very successful for the Packers. How many times did we think, well, this is the year?
Oh, so close all the time, but
this
never
is the
there.
Year. And he seemed to very much fall apart in those critical games. And listen, if we're talking about firing jerks, right, which April 24th,
that's
National
it.
Fire the Jerks Day, one of the things, and I've talked about this on a number of shows, that you look for in leaders is that they step up and take responsibility. When the team loses, when the team takes a hit, when things aren't going well, they don't look to blame other people. They stand up in that void and say, I am ultimately responsible. I think the jerks that we're going to talk about today, that is the thing that they have most in common. Absolutely no sense of responsibility. They want to blame everybody but themselves for what are bad results and then sort of watch the thing burning and go, what are you going to do about it? Right, I dare you to fix it. All three of the jerks today, people might want to throw in a jerk or two of their own.
lots of jerks out there, and some are justified. Today is April 24th. We have deemed it Fire the Jerk Day. Aaron Rodgers is first, and as expected, we knew this was coming, although it was drug out. But what we didn't know when we woke up today,
yeah,
what a lot of people didn't know, hell, what Tucker Carlson didn't know when he woke up today, that his last day at Fox News would have been Friday.
Thanks, Tucker. Goodbye.
Evan, I believe we have a little sound of Tucker. Is that from Friday? Maybe we could roll that up. I mean, it is kind of historical now. Tucker Carlson is out at Fox News, as the Washington Post reports, the apparently hasty parting. Carlson gave no indication he was leaving in his last nightly appearance on Friday, and the network was still running promos for his show Monday morning. What? Let's hear it, Evan. We got a little bit of time. Let's squeeze it in. Here's Tucker on Friday.
Up, we're loading. Just one sec. I'll get all this right. Going.
We'll get there. Don't worry.
I mean, it's historic. Be patient, people. People want to hear this. Tucker Carlson out at Fox News. Got it?
He's a promo.
This is madness.
It's madness.
I'll get
all
it together.
Right.
We got 2 minutes. We're going to hear it before the break.
I love it.
844-967-2789. No, for real. Tucker Carlson out. And apparently the decision brought down on high. The man himself, Rupert Murdoch, made the call.
Logan Roy himself, you're out, Tucker. Goodbye. Pack up your stuff and hit the road. I have to say, absolutely shocked. I am floored by this. I would not have expected this. I thought we had seen Tucker Carlson absolutely at the very bottom of the barrel and then kicking out the bottom of the barrel to find new lows. Arguably, Tucker Carlson has been at the helm of the single most racist and misogynistic show on cable news in the history of cable news. And Fox News and Tucker Carlson cash those checks every day happily.
Happily.
They dared the American public to stop listening to that, and people weren't. They kept tuning in. To me, I am absolutely blown away that Rupert Murdoch would pull the chain on Tucker, which has to ask some questions about what else, what other steaming piles are out there.
Well, that's the whole point. What we know, Maggie Dawn, is that it's not about the blue or the red, it's the green. And what is it about their number one guy and their number one spot and their number one channel that he's out today? Join us in some speculation. Let's identify some other jerks that should be fired today. It's Aaron Rodgers. He's traded to the Jets. And Tucker Carlson, he's out at Fox News. We'll be right back.
The Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids is a proud community supporter. Their motto, Elks Care, Elks Share, is evident in everything they do. From the community programs supporting families, veterans, local scouting troops, and school scholarships, to their weekly bingo nights and Friday fish fries. The Elks give back nearly $30,000 to the community each year, but they need your help. Call 715-423-1930. 715-423-1930. Elks Care and Elks Share. Become an Elk today.
If you talk, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Back on Monday. In the meantime, have the best weekend with the ones that you love, and we'll see you then.
Here he is, the biggest douche of the universe. In all the galaxies, there's no bigger douche than you. You've reached the top, the pinnacle of douchedom. Good going, douche. Your dreams have come true.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you so much for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Thank you, Evan. That was very amusing. Thank you, Maggie Dawn, our guest devil today, hanging out in studios at the WAUK studios in Waukesha. Aaron Rodgers traded to the Jets today. Tucker Carlson fired from Fox News today. And that one, and now I did have a premonition, only because this guy Dan Bongino was fired from Fox maybe a few days ago. And we didn't really get there because I don't care. I mean, what I do know about that guy is, like, how did he get this show to begin with? But okay, you know, things come and go.
His qualifications, his performance.
Yes, yes. Yes, his wonderful work-like attitude.
Yes.
It seemed to be that was Bongino was fired after the Fox News settlement.
Settlement. That's right. All this is breaking after the $782 million settlement. I posted immediately that, you know, I can't imagine what getting to that number must have been like, right? Because the entire Fox News Corp brand and the Fox holding entity, holding company's brand has been effectively never give any quarter, never give up, never concede, never apologize.
Yeah, just cut the check and walk away.
And just cut the check and walk away. So they've been able to do that. You know, we look at the whole Fox News empire of Rupert Murdoch. I think the estimates, if I get this wrong and somebody fact checks me on the air, that's fine. Upwards of $15 billion. Some say closer and maybe even over $20 billion. But that is still a bit of a hard pill to swallow. $782 million. Now, of course, Fox not covering a whiff of that. But that is a sizable message. And I think the thing that gets Fox to that settlement, again, is the prospect of putting person after person after person in a witness stand. And then the thing that actually was more surprising to me than even the settlement was the fact that they weren't controlling what Tucker Carlson was saying on air while the Dominion lawsuit was proceeding.
But they were controlling for some time what their media guy was saying on air. They wouldn't even let him talk about it for some time.
Right.
He finally addressed his lack of addressing it.
Right. Let me talk about the fact that I'm not talking about this.
Exactly.
And put some context around
this. Does that make me
this.
A good journalist? I'm not clear what the rules again are. Lots of people getting fired today.
It was hard to imagine Rupert Murdoch coming into a courtroom and testifying. You know, I mean, I mean, as an 80-some-year-old billionaire, I mean, really, that's how you're going to spend your last few million breaths that you have are going to be taken up by that, really? I mean, when you can't scratch the check, why would you bother?
I think Rupert probably would have made a more coachable and reliable witness and easier to prepare and defend on cross-examination than most of the Fox News personalities. Maria Bartiromo is not the sharpest tack in the box. These people have become very accustomed to sort of just going off. And that unhinged TV commentary doesn't work in courtrooms, right? And you have then the very text messages and the counterpose of those versus what they were saying on air.
Yeah.
Now, that would have made for some difficult answering of questions for Rupert, but that guy's really smart. Maria Bartiromo, not really smart. And all of those on-air personalities, it's like roll the tape, show the text, and then nail them on cross, right? That just becomes so painful.
Bartiromo, she's a true believer? I mean, I get it. You know, sometimes you get the mic in front of you, we're goofing around, yeah. Where all of a sudden you get into a rant, and all of a sudden your mind just goes, and your mouth tries to keep up, and you hope you're FCC compliant, and you don't listen to the tape. So I get sometimes people can get caught up in a moment, perhaps. Is it your impression that these are the true believers? I don't know that, because if you see what they say in not on the air, it's hard to think that they are.
Well, I would put the Fox personalities into two distinct camps. I think there are those that clearly knew that all of this was made up fantasy that was being used to fuel continuing donations to Trump's autocratic reelection campaign and his autocratic attacks on the integrity of the 2020
and they
election.
Were saving their bottom line by keeping their
correct
audience from going to Newsmax or OAN.
There was a perfect intersection or alignment of financial interest, right? It was in Trump's financial interest to tell the big lie. It was in Fox News's financial interest to allow his surrogates to promote the big lie because it kept eyeballs on their station at a time when they were losing ground to OAN, that crackerjack Pulitzer Prize winning news outlet, as well as Newsmax.
Does a conspiracy have to be willingly, knowingly, specifically on the conspiracy, or can it basically be a mesh of mutual interests that we happen to go down that road, you know, from a legal perspective?
No, it doesn't. And in fact, some of the most complex and most successful criminal conspiracies that we've seen ever prosecuted in the United States or even at the International Court of Justice at The Hague have been those where many of the actors are unaware that they're participating in a conspiracy. That's how mob bosses do things. That's what enforcers do. They sort of dole out the task to those who might not know that the right hand is doing this and they're the left hand and they're doing this other thing that forwards the purpose of the conspiracy. That is entirely what happened here. But to answer your question most directly, I think Maria Bartiromo was one of the Kool-Aid drinkers that truly believed and was incapable of engaging in any sort of critical analysis of the facts. And yet she was being warned. And that's where the 700 and some odd million dollar settlements come in.
And she remains employed at Fox News, unlike Tucker Carlson.
Bye-bye, Tucker.
He was one of the jerks fired today. But wait, there's more. We'll tell you all about it. Come back with us, 844-967-2789. Maggie Dawn in studio. Stick around.
You've got to be honest about what it means to lead a country. It means killing people.
Okay.
The shot.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. It's Administrative Professionals Day. Area businesses and public officials are thanking their administrative professionals who make work life easier. We appreciate all you do every day in clerical jobs that keep departments running smoothly. Four F-35 fighter jets touched down Tuesday at Truex Field in Madison. Madison's 115th Fighter Wing is the second Air National Guard unit in the country to receive F-35s. Wisconsin's Air National Guard says ultimately 20 of the aircraft will arrive in the next year to replace the current F-16 jets. Yesterday, the Assembly passed bills banning local guaranteed income programs and tightening requirements for Medicaid and welfare. Democrats call them solutions to non-existent problems. In sports, it's win or go home when the Bucks host Miami in playoff action tonight. Today, the Brewers tried to stop a sweep by Detroit. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This week's flavor forecast is brought to you by Swiftwater Ice Cream, 300 Market Street in Nakusa. This week's flavor of the week is Red Raspberry. Find Swiftwater Ice Cream on Facebook.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 40 tonight under overcast skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow, high of 64, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow night, lows level off around 42. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday and Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Right? And make no mistake, the Tucker formula is not complicated, okay? And let me just, in case you have forgotten the basic rubric of every Tucker show.
All right, lay it on me, yes.
Very basic. Pick whatever topic du jour, layer basically white grievance, turn it up, you know, to like the 10th exponent. And then, in other words, you just drop this enormous verbal bomb. Okay. And then you bring on a few guests to talk about it and legitimize it. You ask very sarcastic questions at the end. Why is it not okay for me to ask
a question
about this?
I'm just asking questions over here, Megan.
Which is an old as time rhetorical tool that's used to effectively try to create a layer of distance between the speaker and the view that they're espousing. And also this pragmatic, like, when is it ever not okay to ask a question, right? It's sort of like, well, when did you stop beating your wife? I'm just asking. why don't be offended. I'm just asking.
Just asking questions. Inquiring minds want to know.
And then the next day, what Tucker does is have a complete meltdown, again with some guests, because of the reaction to his extremely race-baiting, misogynistic, xenophobic stuff that he said the night before, right? And just rinse and repeat. So you say inflammatory, very racist thing as XYZ in terms that don't sound racist, right? That are facially neutral, ask some sarcastic questions. People get outraged, and then you criticize the people for being outraged, usually gaslighting them by calling them racist, right? And so goes the cycle. Tucker was really good at that, right? He had perfected, if that was an art form, he had perfected that, and it had appeal, right, for people that feel like they're not quite where they should be.
Well, there's always an audience for that.
Of course.
And if you're better at it, and if you're, you know, good at messaging and effective, well, you're going to have a bigger audience. And if you have, you know, flashy ads and good-looking hosts and, it, you know, and lots of pillows, it is, you know, you can... You can influence, and obviously that's what happened. But if we're talking about, though, the number one guy, we're talking about 3.32 yep. million voters, the largest audience in all of cable news in the coveted 25 to 54 age demographic. Tucker Carlson, out today. What is it about a company who looks at a guy like Tucker Carlson, looks at their situation, whatever it may be, because we're on the outside, we don't know. But, and you know that it's green, it's not red, or it's blue. We already know these things. We know what the internal communications were. What was the financial situation? What are the variables to make it time for Tucker to go?
Well, and not just that. We know Tucker is not going to go quietly into that good night. He's going to just, it's like, where does that problem pop up again? Is it going to be on podcast and Newsmax and OAN? Is he going to try to start his own whole flagship new enterprise? Because, listen, Carlson has gone head-to-head with those internal to Fox before, probably most notoriously in 2019 with Shep Smith, right?
Yep.
And Shepard Smith ended up canned. Shep Smith, ow, now on CNN, yep, right? Fox stood behind Tucker Carlson at every conceivable turn because, as Dom said, there is no red, there is no blue, there's only green, and he was making incredible amounts of money for Fox News. A ton of producers that criticized not just his the rhetoric and as it degraded during the Trump presidency, but what he had to say about the election, what he said about Ukraine before it was the war,
right?
What he said about the Trump influence.
I mean, pick your episode, right?
Which episode of Ukraine are you talking about? And almost all of those people have been forced out of Fox News. This is new, the newsmaker making news. I just never, ever, ever thought I would see this. You know, in 2018, apparently there started to be quite an exodus of advertisers on Fox News. But the show ended up making more money after the public outcry because of the sponsorships that would come in. So effectively, it was like there was no bottom for Tucker. There was nothing that couldn't be said that he would be penalized for, and Fox News seemed extremely happy to line up. So the question, at least that I have, is what else is going to come down the pike? What perhaps this woman who has worked as a producer on his show, who has all of these tapes,
Abby Grossberg, she's suing Fox News for sexual harassment and other alleged wrongs, and she has lots and
she's
lots
got
of
receipts
tapes.
As the yeah. kids like to say. And listen, is anybody really of a mind? If you're a Fox News fan, okay, that's your jam. could you really argue that you're not going to expect the way that people language in that organization to be some of the most sexually, like, explicit and uncomfortable language?
I mean,
that
if not there, where? You right? know what I mean? Isn't this what we do?
The former Washington Redskins, right? I'm using it during that time that it was owned by that locker room or the Fox News, like, right. newsroom, like, probably on par. Very explicit. And it goes back to Roger Ailes' leadership of this organization. So just everything about this tells me there's got to be something more there. And not just the Dominion suit's done. Well, we've got a couple more coming. Right. And it's not just Ms. Grossberg's. We've got the other voting system.
Smartmatic
that's suing as well.
For 2-point-something billion, like an extra billion above and beyond what Dominion
was. Yeah,
just
put it right on top. So they're looking down the pike of some pretty serious litigation. Now, if you're thinking about corporate legal defense.
Yes, I am.
Firing this guy during the course of the Dominion lawsuit probably would have looked bad, sort of even look like an admission of some kind of guilt or wrongdoing. But I will guarantee you that corporations think about, well, if we fire this guy, does he or she become a hostile witness towards the organization?
Oh, yeah, good point.
Right? So in the Smartmatic lawsuit, in Grossberg's lawsuit, how is Carlson going to play that? Right? And that's probably something that he's going to be strategically thinking through. Now, to the extent that the accusations are specifically about the bad things that he did, he's got no choice but to defend that. But
on the liability side, though, I mean, he's no longer with Fox News. If somebody sues him, can he be personally liable for that, or is he still under the Fox News umbrella?
So if it relates back to conduct, actions, words, what have you, that he engaged in while he was still a Fox News employee, he is covered. In other words, Fox is ultimately liable. He is their employee.
But as of this morning, anything he says, goes and starts his own podcast or goes on Bannon Show or whatever and lights up some stuff, he's no longer under Fox's liability protection.
Yeah, that like Alex Jones and those right. few $1 billion that he owes to Sandy Hook, yes, that whole liability scheme starts to look a lot different.
Well, I'd rather owe it to you than never pay you.
When I figure that one out, I'll let you know. I can't think that fast on the radio, Dom.
844-967-2789. I'd rather owe it to you forever than never pay you. I'm sorry. I misspoke. Let's get to it. We owe it to our audience. They've been so patient. Thank you for joining us. Happy Monday. We're lighting it up. Joanne from Madison, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, I'm sad for Moscow because it's going to have to fill in those places that it would have those clips from Tucker Carlson or something else. I mean, it was our biggest export to the Soviet Union. Just a little note about Tucker. Where I don't miss him at all is the little digs he would make at women of color. Mm-hmm. Always. A woman of color was the low IQ, blank, blank, blank. The low IQ Kamala Harris, whatever, Susan Rice, and that was completely uncalled for. I mean, even when Tucker was delivering straightforward stuff, it would always be low IQ, and that's a sin I can't forgive. Thank you so much. It's been a great show.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Joanne, you're not too far off. I thought I heard this earlier, but I had to do a quick Google search. Russia state media is already offering Tucker Carlson a job, the Daily Beast reporting. Business Insider, Russia to Tucker Carlson, run for president.
Yeah.
Visit Moscow. We'll happily offer you a job if you wish to carry on as a presenter and host.
Dennis Rodman goes to North Korea to meet with Kim Jong-un back in the day. And Putin is hiring Tucker Carlson. I mean, Joanne's got it 100% right? Carlson gave Russia good propaganda to use to attack the United States. But it was more the inverse that right. was the problem.
Right.
That Tucker Carlson was effectively a pass-through
yes.
for all the GRU generated. And the GRU, just to remind everybody in the acronym soup here, is the legacy inherited intelligence arm of Russia that used to be the KGB under the Soviet Union. Effectively, all of that misinformation campaign, all of that propaganda, the entire what I'm going to call Russian information machine targeting the United States, and make no mistake, the entire purpose of all of that misinformation, those lies, is to sow civil discord and division in this country.
Chaos, and, baby.
And Tucker Carlson was an unflinching megaphone for Russian propaganda. I mean, yeah, he spliced together the McCarthy stuff in a way that worked for Russia, but we should have been far more worried about the day-over-day endorsement of Russian misinformation that Tucker Carlson and Rupert Murdoch simply were happy to use to cash checks on for these now many, many years. I mean, he was effectively probably the best Russian spy without being a Russian spy.
So Tucker Carlson,
right, than they could have ever hoped
Tucker
for.
Tucker Carlson picks up on what the Jerry with the Russians are feeding him. He recycles it, regurgitates it. Then Russia says, hey, look at this American host.
Correct.
Here's what they're saying in America, Russia.
A very sick, symbiotic relationship that profited both immeasurably, right? And that's the meta context here that I always try to, no matter where anybody falls on the dial, is ask yourself, where do the incentives lie?
Yeah.
Do the incentives align with a stronger America? Are the incentives aligned with, we agree on the value, we're having a good faith debate about the how? Or are the incentives aligned that I will say anything, do anything, be anything, and trade any value away to simply enrich by dividing? You know, if it's the former, you can maybe have a discussion. If it's the latter, it's Fox News and generally MAGA folks, right? I think we're hearing some commentary today asking the question, does this portend? Is this turning the page on the MAGA movement? I'd be really interested to hear what the listeners have to say about that, Dom. Do you think that the firing of Tucker Carlson and these continuing lawsuits with Fox News, maybe even the $5 million that an arbiter in Minnesota said Mike Lindell has to pay to the guy who took up the challenge that Mike laid out to prove that his data was false.
Mike Lindell presented a bunch of just random data at his convention, right?
Yeah.
And said, I'll pay anyone $5 million who can prove this is not voting data. And some Republican conservative data wonk did it.
I loved it. It was some 56-year-old guy. He's a data guy, kind of a bean counter type. Mike Lindell specifically says, I'll give you $5 million if you can't prove, or if you can prove that this doesn't show that the election was rigged.
Right.
And what the guy proved was not only does it not show that the election was rigged, it's not even election data from 2020. It has nothing to do with the issue at hand. So do you think that all of this movement is portending a turn of the page for the MAGA movement, for Trumpism 2.0, whether that's with DJT or not?
844-967-2789. We have some callers. We'll get to you. We do want to know. Or do they just crawl back from under the rug because they've always been there and they're always going to be there? Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. That is Maggie Dawes. She is the guest host. So we're going to talk about some radio business later on, Ms. Dawn. But you can join us once again, 844-967-2789. We will be right back.
What is a Moravian? Someone who seeks to love God through Jesus Christ and love others. Someone who tries to live out their faith every day. At the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, our mission is sharing Christ, serving others. One of the ways we are serving is to provide a place for the Wisconsin Rapids Winter's Farmers Market, a weekly celebration of crafts, treats, and amazing people brought together to share their handiwork and passions with you each Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. through April 29th. We invite you to come check it out. All are welcome.
The countdown to saving design at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
48 degrees.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines are open for your take. 844-967-2789. Tucker Carlson out at Fox News. Dan Bongino, he was fired a few days ago. Question posed. What does this portend for the MAGA movement? Is this bad for them? Or are they just going to shift gears and keep on rolling like the blob? 844-967-2789. Maggie Dawn, the co-devil today. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks so much. It's interesting to see if the authoritarian trend that Tucker Carlson appeals to is going to keep on going. Do you think that these people that talk about liberty and freedom and they talk about how what a horrible dictator-like person that Joe Biden is, when they respond to the authoritarian and to people that are in search of unfettered hubris and pride in what they do, and when our literature, even going back to the ancient literature, like whenever the hero gets too full of himself, usually the gods find some way of punishing him, that like Gilgamesh, when his immortality was stolen from him by the snake, that the warnings of Greek mythology and the tales of King Midas and others. I mean, the Greek heroes often met with horrible fates because they got too full of themselves, and that and maybe
Greek
going too
heroes.
Far
Mark, you're assuming what Mega's like understanding the Greek culture. I don't think they even have those books in the library. There might be some genitalia exposed in some of the statues. Thanks for the call, Mark. I was recently in Italy, Maggie, and wow, what a sausage party, man. Michelangelo had no problem, with naked men all over the place.
But all over.
Apparently, in some places in this country, that's considered porn. So I question whether or not some American mega folks are, being too philosophically deep on their criticisms or why they are the way they are. But thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Tom from McFarland, you're next. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Thanks for taking my call, and I think the idea that this is going to do anything to stop the MAGA crowd would be wishful thinking on our part. They've always been there. They haven't gone anywhere. And unfortunately, it's a movement that spreads through social media. So the only thing that's going to happen is to amplify that voice. And now that they've had a taste of that power that they're actually looking for, they're not going to go back underneath those rocks. They're just going to get more violent. They're going to become more aggressive. They're going to do whatever it is that they can do in order to maintain power. And you're seeing that within Republicans. Look at how the Republicans are doing everything they can to help bring about that suppression of votes or voices that are counter to them. What was it the other day? We just had a prominent GOP strategist and attorney who gave a very high-profile talk to the GOP about college kids and how they are pretty much a lost cause for the GOP. And rather than trying to come up with policies that might attract the college crowd, they're coming up with strategies of how they can suppress the college crowd. That's the GOP.
That's the quiet part out loud from Cleta Mitchell. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, Cleta Mitchell, Tom, a former Foley and Lardner partner. I believe she was also one of the attorneys on the very famous and totally honest phone call that Trump had with the Georgia officials when he asked for 11,780 votes. That's a great point. But again, I would remind you, Tom, Paul Weyrich was saying these things back in the 80s, you know, to the evangelicals. Now, they want less people to vote. It's better for the conservative movement if less people vote. You know, and what an admission, Tom. You know, our policies
quiet part
suck
out loud, yep.
So bad that we can't convince people to vote for us, so our best option is to suppress the vote. 844-967-2789. Meg, any thoughts?
Yeah, that's the GOP brand. It's been the GOP brand, and it's been the GOP strategy for the last 20 years.
Do the kids know that? Because I don't think they do.
I
mean, the way Gen Z came out, and Cleta Mitchell specifically referred to Wisconsin.
Yes.
Oh, we're making it too easy. The kids, they roll out of their dorm rooms and go down the street, or maybe, hell, even in the same building, and vote and go back. It's like they don't do enough. It's not hard enough for them, Cleta Mitchell? Really?
Yeah, there aren't enough obstacles to voting. Odd that nowhere in the Constitution, for all those, you know, strict constructionists, read Dan Kelly, there's nothing in the Constitution about restricting voting other than the age of majority, right? Somehow, very tuned up about gun rights and very literally interpreting exactly the words of the document there and that they shall not be abridged. But we'll walk all over your most fundamental democratic right, and that is to vote without any compunction. Listen, we've been starting to get Republicans on tape saying the quiet part out loud for a bit now. Yep. Not only do we have Cleta Mitchell saying we should be suppressing the voting age college kids, but we've had other Republicans in the last few cycles saying, yeah, we put these voter ID rules in place because it helps keep poor people and black people from voting.
And college kids, yes.
And those pesky, if it wasn't for those pesky kids, I would have gotten away with it.
Right. It's the Scooby-Doo philosophy of the Republicans. 844-967-2789. Here's Omega. CJ, you're up. What do you think, man? Fox News, Tucker is gone. What's your opinion? Why do you think Tucker's out?
Well, I'm sure they're using the excuse that he's paid too much money. So just like Aaron Rodgers is gone bye-bye, they're going to do that to Tucker. But I find it funny you guys will avoid Don Lemon. You'll
avoid that's our third jerk.
We got it.
That's our third jerk. Third jerk of the day.
The 18-year-old naked guy in the Sun Prairie shower with 14-year-olds. You guys are probably okay with that. But the Republicans...
Oh, come on, CJ, honestly, brother, honestly, like, we can argue, but nobody is okay on this station, or I'm never going to claim that you're okay with sexual assault or pedophilia or the rape of children. Don Lemon is a terrible jerk. He has had problem for years with misogyny. Thanks for queuing up the third jerk of the day that's gone bye-bye. That is Don Lemon. That's why at the beginning of the show, what did I ask? I said, do you want to talk about sports or media? And do you want to talk about media on the right or the left?
That's right.
Don Lemon was the guy, the other jerk that got fired today. He said things like this, texted this to a young reporter by the name of Kira Phillips about 15 years ago, who got an assignment that Don wanted. He texted this to her: now you've crossed the line and you're going to pay for it. Don Lemon should have been fired 15 years ago. It's high time CNN caught up with that. It's a shame that it took this long. 3 months ago, since we're on it, CJ, thanks for bringing it up, he said that Nikki Haley was past her prime because she was in her 40s. Screw you, Don. I'm in my 40s and I'm just hitting my stride.
That's what I'm saying. Don Lemon is out. CNN said Don will forever be part of the CNN family. We thank him for his contributions over the last 17 years. We wish him well and we'll be cheering for him on his future endeavors. I'm stunned, Don Lemon said, arguing the management did not have the decency to inform him of his firing directly. Quote, at no time was I ever given any indication that I would not be able to continue.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both.